tonight, but stay tuned to KGNU. It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder and Denver.
Calling all bluegrass fans. Now until March 19th, all folks that make a donation are entered into a drawing for two great festivals. Win a pair of four-day passes to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival in June, or a pair of three-day passes to the 45th annual Rocky Grass in Lyons this July. Donation on kgnu.org or call 303-449-4885 the next two Saturdays to be entered to win one of these amazing passes.
And it is a minute after 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, and this is the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. And, of course, we're in the middle of our spring membership drive here at KGNU. We want to say thank you to everyone who's gone online at kgnu.org and everyone who's called in at 303-449-4885 to pledge your new or renewing membership. It's very important. I think we all know in today's environment that we need a voice for the underrepresented in terms of ideas and news and music. And when you think about along the Front Range, KGNU is an important voice in the community on behalf of the underrepresented. As an opera and classical music lover, I know that those forms of music are not very well represented. In fact, there isn't a regularly scheduled opera program along the Front Range except for KGNU's Opera Box. Think about if the Opera Box was no longer here. That's why we want to say we appreciate your support by calling 303-449-4885 or go online at kgnu.org and pledge your membership. Now, tonight, I've got a couple ways to thank you if you do call in during the program to help us reach our challenge. I've got three of my former programs on a CD for you. I've got a program of tavern scenes in opera, and I've got a CD set of church scenes in opera, and I've got a CD set of spouses in opera. If you call in during the program and pledge $40, you can select any one of those three former programs, and they come as two CDs. The first CD has the program with my announcing and curation, and the second CD is just the music by itself from that program, CD quality music as well, I might add. Now, the second, if you call and pledge at the $60 level, you can select any two of those program sets, either the church scenes, tavern scenes, or spouses. And if you pledge at the $88.50 level, you can select all three of those CDs. Please pick up your phone, give us a call. Beth and Sarah are out there right now to take your call at 303-449-4885 or go online at kgnu.org. I'm going to play some samples and some teasers from these previous programs. We're going to start with my program from last year on tavern scenes. And you're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist of operatic tavern scenes. There's lots of operas, actually, where there are scenes in a bar or a tavern or a cellar, whatever. And in selecting some scenes for tonight's show, I discovered there are some distinctly striking points of similarity between them, even though their stories are completely different. First of all, in one way or another, the devil is nearby. He's either mentioned or actively involved. It's a place of demon drink, I guess. Maybe that's the connection. But in the clip we just heard, Horace Tabor refers to digging his way straight through to hell and meeting Satan. Then, second of all, within the scene, someone will sing a song or tell a story. And we just heard Horace Tabor tell his story as a 49er miner. And third, there's always some vulgarity involved. And just as we heard Tabor was relating how the devil thought hell was more delightful than Tabor's spiteful wife. Well, as you listen to the rest of the program, see what you think about my idea here that these things have, these scenes are very similar in these striking ways. This next tavern scene is from The Damnation of Faust by Hector Berlioz. Now, in the scene you're about to hear, Faust has just agreed to Mephistopheles' bargain. But before he can change his mind, Mephistopheles, who is the devil's agent, transports them both to Auerbach's cellar in Leipzig, where raucous carousing is fully underway. And one of the revelers, named Brander, sings a vulgar song about a poisoned rat, and it runs around as if it's in heat, ironically ending up in the oven, roasted to death. The carousing revelers chant a facetious requiem and then sing Amen in a mocking fugue. Mephistopheles then sings his own story about a flea that is the pet of a prince whose courtiers dare not complain, even though they have to scratch themselves all day. Well, let's join the revelry at Auerbach Cellar with this scene from The Damnation of Faust by Hector Berlioz.
Il cuore te va e te li sono tiena la raja si posa giunte o qua calla spetti di lire chi così mi si face for le monete so pure dire sarà a pian l'amore
sarà a pian l'amore
dalle furno le povre si recripotà se cacce tre bien ma si se trope il pire se con li firro tira pa la se fate me jante pie de so mal ribian allor a di se telle com il gria il avremo l'amore con
il avremo l'amore con
saurait exprimer mieux les sentiments pieux qu'en terminant ses prières l'Église en un seul mot résume. Maintenant, puis-je à mon tour riposter par un chant sur un sujet non moins touchant que le vôtre? Chez un prince logeait, comme sa propre fille, le brave homme l'aimait. Et l'histoire l'assure, par son tailleur, un jour, lui fit prendre mesure pour un habit de cour. L'insecte plein de joie, dès qu'il se vit parer,
d'or, de velours, de soie et de croix décorée. Fit venir de province ses frères et ses sœurs pour parendre du prince de faire grand seigneur. Mais ce qui fut bien dire, c'est que les chants de cour, sans en oser rien dire, se grattaient tout le jour. Cruelle politique, oh, plaignons leur destin, et les culs nous piquent, et crasent la strasse.
The great tavern scene from The Damnation of Faust by Hector Berlioz. That's from the great recording with Nikolai Geda, Josephine Vizi, and Colin Davis conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. We've got 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadell. And, of course, we're in the middle of our spring membership drive. We're waiting for you to pick up the phone and dial 303-449-4885 or go online at kgnu.org and pledge your new or renewing membership to show your support for community radio, one of the last bastions of, well, support for the underrepresented in music and ideas and news and culture. KGNU, your resource for that access. We've got three different ways to thank you for making your pledge this evening. If you call in and pledge at the $40 level, you can select any one of three of my previous programs, which includes my curation and discussion as well as the music. I've got one program which is for tavern scenes in opera, a second CD set that is church scenes in opera. I guess, you know, once you carouse too much at the tavern, you've got to go to church the next day. And a third CD set of operatic spouses. If you pledge at the $60 level, you can select any two. And if you pledge at the $88.50 level, you can have all three of those sets. They include two CDs, one CD with the announcing and one CD with just the music itself, CD quality. That's my way of thanking you for supporting me and the Opera Box and KGNU. Pick up the phone, call 303-449-4885, or go online right now at kgnu.org and pledge your new or renewing membership. Let's sample one of my programs about church scenes in opera. This is the Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a playlist of operatic church scenes. You can follow me on Twitter at Nadell_classical. That's NADEL_classical. And you can find my podcasts of other earlier programs at AfterFM.com. That's KGNU's all music streaming website. Now, I think operatic church scenes come in two flavors. Sometimes they're just that, a scene in a church that's part of the action and setting. And other times that setting is used as a comment or contrast to what the action is, as in the one we just heard, where the pious church congregation is singing a Te Deum. That's a hymn of praise, which seems to celebrate Scarpia's evil plan. Well, my next two samples act as a contrast and a commentary, and both come from Goethe's Faust, the story of the philosopher who sells his soul to the devil in exchange for ultimate knowledge and the pleasures of the flesh. The first one we're going to hear is from an early scene in Hector Berlioz's version, The Damnation of Faust. And in this scene, Faust expresses his world weariness and he contemplates suicide. and he hears the congregation of a nearby church. It's Easter, and he hears them singing in celebration of the resurrection. He devoutly wishes he could share in their joy and find relief in their simple beliefs, but he cannot. And his deep unhappiness is all the more painful by contrast. And the second one comes from Robert Schumann's Scenes from Faust. It's from a later part of the story. A simple girl, Gretchen, is in love with Faust. He convinced her to give her mother a sleeping potion so that they can be alone. Her mother died from the potion, and later Gretchen finds out she's pregnant. In great despair, she goes to the church to pray, her mind racked with guilt. The devil's servant sits behind her, taunting her with the list of her sins. And in the background, the church congregation is singing the Dies Irae, the Day of Wrath, from the Requiem Mass service. That is about the Judgment Day. And so it's as if the whole world knows her sins, and they're referring to her specifically. As the service reaches its climax, poor Gretchen is overcome and faints. Two operatic church scenes inspired by Goethe's Faust. The church scene, Easter, from The Damnation of Faust by Hector Berlioz. We're listening to highlights from some of my previous programs, highlights that you can have if you call now at 303-449-4885 and pledge your new or renewing membership. I've got highlights from my program on operatic church scenes, operatic tavern scenes, and operatic spouses. For $40 pledge, you can have any one of those three. For $60 pledge, you can have any two. For an $88.50 pledge, you can have all three. I want to say thank you to all of those who have called and made their pledge for their memberships. And we really appreciate your support of Community Radio. I'm going to continue now with our next operatic church scene from Schumann's Scenes from Faust.
Fish! Thank you.
Gretchen, overcome with guilt, with the church choir echoing the Dies Irae, the Day of Wrath, faints. That's from the scenes from Faust by Schumann. Benjamin Britten conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. It's about 24 minutes before 8 o'clock, and you're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. We're in the middle of our spring membership drive. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank everyone who's called in to pledge your new or renewing membership at 303-449-4885. Or who those of you who have gone online at kgnu.org to pledge. We really appreciate your support. That powerful scene reminds me that KGNU is a powerful voice. It's a voice for the underrepresented in the community, for music and ideas. And your support is powerful when you call in at 303-449-4885. You can call in and pledge. You can call by pledge by credit card. You can pay by check, or you can become a solar member, a supporter of local radio, with a automatic bank transfer, so you don't have to think about that, and become a supporter of KGNU. I've got three thank you gifts still here. If you call in and pledge at the $40 level, you can have my program of operatic church scenes or operatic tavern scenes or operatic spouses. At the $60 level, you can select two of those, and at the $88.50 level, you can have all three. There are two discs set each. They come with my announcing and with just the music. Well, I'll continue now with excerpts from my program about operatic spouses. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. Tonight we examine opera's treatment of spouses. Turns out there are way more lovers than married couples in opera. I'm not sure why. Spouses give us some of opera's greatest moments. Sometimes blissful, sometimes not. Like Bluebeard and Judith in Bluebeard's Castle by Béla Bartók. I think most people know the French legend of Bluebeard, who murdered his wives. Bartók's opera is symbolic, however, and the title of the opera is a clue, Bluebeard's Castle. It's not Bluebeard or Bluebeard and Judith. Now, the opera takes place just after they're married. When they enter his castle, the younger Judith, or Judith, she sees seven doors with locks on them and impetuously demands the keys one by one as Bluebeard tries to dissuade her. He's reluctant. One door conceals his wealth, another his armory, a third his gardens, and so on. She finally opens the seventh door, and there are his three previous wives. Alive and beautiful. It dawns on her that she must join them. Resisting at first, she slowly walks in, closing the door, leaving him alone in the dark. It's as if the castle is Bluebeard's mind, and the women are now locked in his memory. Bluebeard's Castle by Béla Bartók.
Ich bin der Gott, der dich erhält.
Judith is locked into the door with, locked into the room with Bluebeard's other wives. That's the final scene, door number 7 from Bluebeard's Castle, opera by Béla Bartók. And in that recording, we heard Walter Berry as Bluebeard, Christa Ludwig as Judith. István Kertész conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. At the time of that recording, which was about 1969, they were actually a married couple. That contributed to some of the special chemistry for that couple. We're looking now at about 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, and you're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. Stay tuned here on KGNU at 8 o'clock. I'll be your host, continuing with a classic Monday. And then at 10 o'clock tonight, you'll want to stay with us for KGNU's program of Avant-Garde Discovery, The Present Edge. That's at 10 o'clock tonight right here on KGNU. Well, you know, we are in the middle of our membership drive, our spring membership drive. And we want to say thank you to everybody who's already called, 303-449-4885. Or if you've gone online at kgnu.org to make your pledge for your new or renewing membership. We really appreciate your support of community radio. And we have several ways that you can support KGNU. You can support by credit card or by check. You can support with monthly payments on your credit card, or you can actually become a Solar member, a supporter of local radio with a bank transfer arrangement here with KGNU. All of those different ways that you can become a supporter. I certainly think about what it would be like if there wasn't the Scholte Gael or the Cabaret or the Opera Box, these special programs unique to KGNU that bring you the world of Boulder and Denver and the Front Range, and now including Fort Collins. I don't want to think about that. And it's because of the support of individuals and groups that KGNU thrives here in Boulder. It's your support that keeps KGNU going by picking up the phone and calling us at 303-449-4885 or go online at kgnu.org and pledge your support for your new and renewing membership. We've got Beth and Sarah manning the phones outside. They'll talk to you and they'll take your pledge and your comments as well. The Opera Box is really the only regularly scheduled opera program along the Front Range. I don't know why that's the case. However, we certainly want that to continue, as well as the other special music and news and talk programs here at KGNU. And I've got three ways to thank you from excerpts of my previous programs. These are actually complete programs of tavern scenes in opera, complete programs of church scenes in opera, and complete programs of operatic spouses, like we just heard from Bluebeard's Castle. If you call now at 303-449-4885 and pledge, or go online at kgnu.org and you pledge at the $40 level, you can select any one of those three opera programs. And it comes with two discs. One disc has the entire program with my announcing and background. The second disc is just the music at CD quality. At the $60 level, you can select any two of those previous programs. And at the $88.50 level, you can have all three for showing your support here at KGNU. And I hope you will. Pick up the phone, call 303-449-4885. Take action. Show your support for KGNU. Take a stand. And we really appreciate all of the support from everybody who has called during this pledge drive to pledge your membership and show your support. It really means a lot to all of the volunteers and the staff here at KGNU. I'm going to conclude my program tonight with another excerpt from a previous program, the program on operatic church scenes. This one is from the opera Susanna. It's by Carlisle Floyd, which was written during the McCarthy era, and the symbolism of the opera took aim directly at McCarthyism. Just think about what it's like under those circumstances. In this scene, Susanna is opposed by everybody in the town because they accuse her of tempting the men and the boys, only because some of the church fathers happened to come by while she was bathing naked in the creek. It wasn't her fault, but now they view her as a sinner. And the pastor of the church, and this takes place up in the Appalachia, the pastor, Pastor Blitch, takes advantage of the church service to call her out in front of all of the congregation. From Susanna by Carlisle Floyd.
With your friends, accept the saving grace of the Lord Almighty, and right now. Midst tonight who pays no mind to the wooing of God in her heart. I've wrestled with the devil for her soul and prayed that she'd accept the saving grace of the Lamb and put aside her sinful and shameful ways. And still she don't heed pleading. Give over, sister, while the congregation sings one more verse. Publicly confess your sins and ask forgiveness of the Lord and these good folks present tonight.
Come, dear sister, it's a short piece to walk to find rest for your weary soul. The Lord will receive you with open arms and hold you fast, fast in His grace. It's only a short, short piece to walk to find rest for your storm tossed, sin sick soul. Come, dear sister, and just let go. Meet God and I right
to shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord have His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Oh, the powerful church scene from the opera Susanna by Carlisle Floyd. Cheryl Studer, the soprano, was Susanna. Samuel Ramey, the baritone, was Reverend Blitch. Kent Nagano conducted the Lyon National Opera Orchestra and Chorus. Well, I want to thank you for joining me for tonight's Opera Box and for the callers who have called in to pledge your membership and your support. We really appreciate that. It's about a minute after 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for a Classic Monday. Right after this.
Hey, blues lovers. This is Big Daddy. Join us on March 17th at 6 p.m. when we'll be paddling down the rivers and tributaries of Muddy Waters. A special compilation CD will be available with your heartfelt pledge. Once again, the rivers and tributaries of Muddy Waters on Friday, March 17th at 6 p.m. on your community radio station, KGNU.
Be back no more. Going back down.
Good evening and welcome to KGNU's Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell. My playlist tonight features a variety of works and styles that might surprise you. A program of discovery and an example of why you should support KGNU and be a member. Sunrise from Also Sprach Zarathustra. Thus spake Zarathustra. Of course, that's Richard Strauss' iconic fanfare from his tone poem. And we heard the famous 1969 recording by Herbert von Karajan conducting the Berlin Philharmonic. It is 4.5 minutes after 8 o'clock, and you're listening to A Classic Monday on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, during this pledge drive. And as I said, my program tonight is an example of what is special about KGNU, giving a voice to underrepresented music and views and ideas.